L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Cynthia Littleton, co-editor-in-chief of Variety. Today my guest is David Madden, global head of entertainment for Wattpad Webtoon Studios. I've known David in many incarnations as a creative executive. He's worked on the studio side for Fox Television Studios, as a network programmer for Fox Broadcasting and AMC Network, and he spent the past 2 years as head of television for the busy Greg Berlanti Productions. Now he's taking all of that experience and channeling it into working with a new form of storytelling. I'll let David explain what a webtoon is and how the Wattpad platform works. I found it fascinating to learn from him about how the company incorporates simple math and insights from readers to help find kernels of gold in a vast mountain range of user-submitted stories. During an interview in his LA office, Madden grins when he says for the first time in his long career, he feels like he's working for a, quote, 21st century company, end quote. That's all coming up after the break.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
And we're back with David Madden, Global Head of Entertainment for Wattpad Webtoon Studios.
You start by explaining to us what exactly a webtoon is and how its popularity is growing around the world on social networks and various media like that.
Wattpad started about 10 years ago, based in Toronto. It is the largest digital platform for web novels in the world. Mm-hmm. If you exclude China, China throws that off, but the rest of the world is the largest. It's about 90 million subscribers. 55 languages are represented on Wattpad. It has grown over time to be a mammothly meaningful site, especially for younger people. The audience, the readers on Wattpad are largely 15 to 35. But there have been things in the past that have become films or TV shows that mm-hmm. were based on Wattpad stories. Mm-hmm. There have been stories that have come out of off Wattpad that have become movies or shows. So mm-hmm. The Kissing Booth movies, there were three of them on Netflix, were based on a Wattpad story. We didn't produce it, but they did come from there. Mm-hmm. There's a movie called After, which is a theatrical movie, a love story that spawned 5 sequels, all theatrical outside the US. Mm-hmm. That was based on a Wattpad story. So that platform exists, and there was a Webtoon platform. Webtoon is based in Korea, in Seoul. It is the largest digital comics and graphic novels platform in the world. 90 million people subscribe to that. So between the two platforms, almost 200 million people are on either Wattpad or Webtoon. Webtoon basically just means it's something visual, a comic on the internet. That's all it means. But it actually looks different. If you go on Webtoon, it's vertical scrolling. So mm-hmm. instead of the way that we are used to reading comics, where you go across the page, mm-hmm. you go down the page, get to the end of a chapter. Actually, they call them episodes. So there are comics or graphic novels on Webtoon that could be 200, 300, 500, 600 episodes long. And they're all carefully drawn by individual artists and creators and have different readerships from Webtoon. Both Wattpad and Webtoon measure in things called reads. So which means like you could go on a story on Wattpad or a comic on Webtoon, you could be on it for 5 seconds, that's a read. You could be on it for 5 hours. That's a read. Mm. So we don't actually really know exactly how many people have finished reading a given book or a given comic, but there are titles on Webtoon that have over 1 billion reads. Over 1 billion.
My eyebrows just jumped.
I'm not sitting here saying that 1 billion people have actually read that start to finish.
But, I understand.
And there are titles on Wattpad that are in the hundreds of millions of reads. A big global readership for these two platforms. And then there are titles that have virtually no reads. So it is genuinely a meritocracy where both platforms in their ways are built on word of mouth.
Are they built on subscription or advertising? How do they monetize this content?
Advertising. Mm. I could get a little more detailed. There's advertising, there's publishing. So the most successful of those books on either Wattpad or Webtoon, there are hard copies. They're in bookstores. They're on Amazon. They're buyable. There's a title on Webtoon called Lore Olympus, which has been on the top of the graphic novel New York Times bestseller list multiple times. Mm-hmm. There's one called Tower of God that has 1.5 billion titles, I believe, reads, I believe, and that's the third season of that is about to come out, and that has been on the top of the list. That's another way to monetize them. There's something called paid reads, where the most successful stories you can read for free up to a certain point. And then if they continue, and it's modest, it's a couple of dollars, but that's another way for us to get paid, or this Wattpad or Webtoon to get paid. Um, But that's how they monetize it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So that's, it sounds like a literal trove of content.
There is so much stuff. We don't actually know how much is on Wattpad, but it's certainly in the hundreds of millions of stories.
So is it user, do users upload their own stories?
Users upload their own stories. Anybody in any country can put their story on the platform. We check it to make sure it's not offensive, obscene, something terrible. But once it clears that filter, anybody can put them up. There's no qualitative filter. It's all about kind of just offensiveness. And anybody can go on there and read. It's free. So now the authors retain their rights. So we aren't, by putting it on the platform, getting their rights. On both platforms, the creators retain their creative prerogatives. So it's good for us because it gets people to come to our platform. It's mm-hmm. good for the authors because it gets exposure for them. And they hang on to their rights so they can sell something later on down the line, either to movies or television or to a traditional publisher or to us as a publisher for actual compensation.
So the things that you are developing into more traditional television and film or other types of digital media properties, you still go and do a deal with that creator and a licensing agreement. It's not like a blanket. Once they put it up, then Wattpad Webtoon can adapt it.
No, that's correct. And sort of how it works, just to go into a little more detail.
We love detail on Strictly Business.
Okay, then here you go. So on Wattpad, like I said, people can put up their stories. If you are, as a reader, you're curious about a certain kind of thing. Let's say you're really into vampires, and you went on Wattpad and said, what are the top 10 vampire stories on right now? The platform will point you to hear the stories that are most liked, that have gotten most feedback. So again, it's all about word of mouth. It's all about mm-hmm. positive feedback. Everything's tagged. Everything's data's collected and everything. So you may check out that vampire story. That's another set of reads. The more times something is read, that creates more and more constituency, more and more audience for that particular title. When it reaches a certain threshold, for us, it's 100,000 reads. Then it kind of gets on our radar, and it goes to a very large group of book scouts in Toronto, which we call the content group, and they review anything that's reached that threshold. They then, anything they think could possibly be a movie, could possibly be a TV show, they send to me and our teams. We have a film team, we have a TV team, we have an animation team. Mm. They send us maybe, I don't know, 30 things a month, let's say. We then look at those things and we'll cherry pick the things that we actually think we can sell, things that actually feel like they fit the television and film market. And once we've identified a title we like, then we reach out to that author and we say we'd like to make an option purchase deal, a shopping agreement. We make that deal. It's so far, every single time we've reached out to a Wattpad author, we've made a deal because they like the platform. Mm-hmm. They're excited to be there. Mm-hmm. They feel flattered that somebody's actually wanted to try to make a movie or show out of them. With Webtoon, similar, although Webtoon authors, creators have sometimes already found revenue opportunities in Korea, so they may be a little more careful about what rights they want to give away and not give away. But basically, it's been a very positive relationship between Wattpad authors, Webtoon authors, and us. And once we make a deal, then we now are out like traditional producers, trying to package things, put them together in such a way that we can sell them to platforms.
Hmm. Are things being uploaded in multiple languages from all over the world?
55 languages. Wow. for Wattpad. Webtoon, because it just takes a lot more work to put a Webtoon up because it's all artistically created, are basically either in English or Korean, mostly in English. But it's perfectly easy for anybody to type in their Wattpad story. So like I said, lots of different languages. And what we've done is both position things to be in the U.S. market, which are frequently told by American authors telling American stories, but we're making shows in Indonesia, in Malaysia, in the Philippines, in Spain, in France, in Italy, mostly from authors who are writing in the appropriate language.
And the plan is to distribute these shows on the same platform so that you get to that, you reach that audience, or you're going to license these to more traditional network and streaming channels.
The plan as of today is to sell them to other distributors. So we are selling to Netflix or Amazon or networks in the U.S. And we have slate deals with companies like Viacom and Fremantle, where we have multiple projects with them, which we are selling in multiple territories. Mm-hmm. There are Indonesian networks and other Asian networks that we're selling things to. Down the line, could there be some platform of our own? Maybe, but for right now, we're really trying to work through traditional distribution systems.
Mm-hmm. We see Indonesia is like one of the growing markets in virtually every metric mm-hmm. for media yep. and entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting market to watch.
Yeah, it's the number four country in the world in terms of population, and it's a big market for us. Wattpad is a very meaningful word, as is Webtoon.
Interesting. This is a kind of a new kind of storytelling. Are there qualities to adapting this to TV and film, to other types of media? Are there qualities that you're retaining? Is there something that makes it a Webtoon or a Wattpad story that you're trying to retain as you adapt it for other formats?
It's a good question. I think that it's hard to generalize because so many different authors are writing for these sites. We have on Wattpad alone 5 million writers working on are posting at least once a month. 5 million writers. That's a lot of writers. So it's very hard to generalize across 5 million
yes.
people. And it's a slightly smaller number, somewhat smaller number for Webtoon because it just takes more work, but there's a lot of different authors. The thing I would say is that coming from traditional media, as I do, mm-hmm. I'm used to writers who have grown up in Hollywood, who are reading Variety every day, who are very knowledgeable or think they're very knowledgeable about what will sell or will not sell, and they walk in with a certain degree of cynicism about what idea they may want to present. People who are writing for these platforms are the opposite. They are writing from their hearts. They're writing their stories. They're not even thinking about Hollywood mostly when they're writing them. They're telling their narratives. There's a lot of very personal perspective in there. And you'll just find ideas that either feel genuinely authentic and true to that particular writer, where that person's lived, what their culture is. Or sometimes you'll read ideas that you'll just think, that's nuts. That's a crazy idea. But we live in a world where the craziest ideas tend to have the most traction. The writers on Wattpad and Webtoon tend to have no cynical filter. There's nothing in them saying, oh, but that will never sell to Netflix because they're not buying this kind of thing. I mean, one of the things that's really interesting about Wattpad, if I don't know if you've ever read a book on this site, but it's a very different experience, or at least it can mm-hmm. be. So you can read a Wattpad story, and you can read it like a traditional narrative. You can read it like a traditional book you got from Random House. Or you can read it, and you get to a certain point in the narrative where something meaningful happens, where somebody kisses somebody, or somebody dies, or something significant happens. And you can write in the digital margins and say, that was awesome. That was horrible. I can't believe they did that. You can get into arguments with people. You can look up how many people liked that given moment, how many people hated that given moment. You can react in a social media-ish way to the book as you're reading it, if you choose to. Again, you're not obliged. But I think it's part of what the attraction has been to younger readers is that ability to react right now.
A little more interaction.
Into the book, which is, on the one hand, fun for them. On the other hand, it gives us all this information about...
it's your focus group.
we can look at actual statistics of they loved that moment. They hated that. So it helps us, A, when we're kind of working with our writers, say, hey, don't cut this character out. That's their favorite character. Or guide them whichever way. It also helps us tell platforms, and this is a big part of, I think, the attraction of Wattpad and Webtoon. Hey, not only do we know that they liked it, we know why they liked it. We know what and they know exactly what meant something to them and what is, because we have all this literal information that we've collected. So it is like a focus group, but it's a focus group of hundreds of thousands of people, not 24 people in North Hollywood.
Don't scroll away. We'll be right back with more from David Madden of Wattpad Webtoon Studios.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
And we're back with more from David Madden of Wattpad Webtoon Studios.
What is your mandate now coming in to, you know, to build out a studio and to get Wattpad Webtoon into the business of more traditional TV and film content creating? What is your goal? Do you want to reach, you know, 10 shows in 2 years? Can you give us some sense of kind of what your goalposts are at this point?
I don't know that our goalposts are necessarily numerical in that way. I think that the business are moving at kind of different speeds. We're a little farther along in the film side. So right now we have two films in post-production they're finished post. They're actually now selling at the AFM, at the American Film Market, theoretically as we speak. We're in kind of four lanes on the film side. Lane one, fully financing our own movies in the kind of $5 million range. Co-financing movies that are a little more expensive. So we have one that we're closing a deal on with a distributor you'd recognize. That would be like a $10 million movie that we would co-finance. We really want to do bigger movies where we wouldn't finance it, but there would be studio-sized movies, major streaming-sized movies that would just work for fees. And then we have a whole international movie business. So, for example, we did a movie in Spain called A Través de la Ventana. My Spanish is non-existent. Through My Window, which came out earlier this year. It is now the number four movie, non-English language movie on Netflix in its history, and it spawned two sequels. That was based on a Wattpad story.
Wow.
So we want to do movies all over the place. I think in terms of goals, I'd love to be making 4 to 6 movies by 2024. With television, we're a little more early stage. It's just kind of in the nature of how the two companies came together. So we have a couple of things at Disney and something at Netflix and so on. The things we are in early stage about, but I don't expect us to have anything greenlit in even 2023. I expect us to set up a lot of things, but I think, you know, by 2025, I'd love to have 4 to 6 shows on the air. But we have some growing to do to get there.
Especially like scripted TV drama series, those can be big financial commitments. Mm-hmm. Is there a world where you would finance that, or do you aim to more like a cost plus model with streamers to kind of get you on the board?
If we could, I don't believe this is a market where you deficit finance a TV series the way one used to 10 years ago.
Right. When you say it, it almost sounds like an anachronism.
Well, and it is economically at this point. But sure, if we can be in a position where we can be the studio on a cost plus basis, that would be great. Right now, I think we're perfectly happy to partner with traditional studios, mm-hmm. especially if we're doing something at a platform which has an in-house studio connected to it. We're happy to partner with people. We want to walk before we run. But in the longer run, if we could own more, would it be better? Sure.
Mm-hmm. You seem to have a fair amount going on the movie side. Are you finding those relatively low budget movies there you can make enough to make it worth your while?
We'll find out. I think we're playing to a very, in the movie side, certainly on the smaller movies, we're playing to a specific target. We're playing to YA. We're playing to young romantic stories, young thrillers. So it's still a market actually that consumes movies. Obviously harder with people my age. I'm very old, by the way, for anybody who's listening. But there seems to be a lot of appetite for the brand. So we've both in the U.S. and internationally. So I think that people know that especially if you can say to people, hey, we have 80 million reads on this. Mm-hmm. There's enough people who love this book that they're going to want to check out the movie. And if we can make a movie for $4 or $5 million or less, even, mm-hmm. It's pretty safe. It's pretty safe that you know that as long as we don't make a disastrously bad movie, that the audience that either read the book or knows of the book is going to be stimulated to want to go. Mm-hmm.
You must be, as you develop things and with the anticipation of getting shows before cameras, you must be having to arrange some creative marriages between creators and people with the skill to really, put a TV show on its feet. We all know that can be tricky at times. Has that been a big focus for you in terms of matching the right creative partners to get things?
Yeah.
Or have you found people that have experience? I mean, are people more seasoned writers writing in these formats?
Are you talking about people who are adapting them, or are you talking about the authors of the original books?
The authors of the originals.
Well, the authors of the original books are... they're starting, some of them are starting to have enormous amount of success and therefore have, to different degrees, wanting to influence or shape the way their stories are being told. And we respect that, and we're happy to, but it's not dissimilar to working with traditional authors out of traditional book business. Mm-hmm. In that, both in the traditional book world and in our world, there are writers who say, go with God, don't care, mm-hmm. send me my check, or are rooting for you. And there are authors who want to be more involved, and either is fine.
But you rarely find an author that is equipped to become a showrunner right
that's
away.
Very,
yeah.
Well, and I think that's, again, I think that's true in both
any
media. It happens, but rarely. Mm-hmm. I think many authors love the ability to sit at their computer and create their own story with very mm-hmm. little micromanaging. And if you're going to go into television or film, you have to be able to put up with micromanagement on a lot of different fronts.
A professional.
So it's just, again, some can adapt to it. Most can't. And even most, even more than that, just don't want to.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I mean, David, you've had such a breadth of experience on the studio side, working for Fox Television Studios, working for the Fox Broadcasting Network, AMC Networks. Given all your experience in traditional television and film, what do you see as what is the sort of special opportunity here?
You used to be able to walk into a studio or a network with an original idea and a writer's of something that they came from them and pitch that and have a chance of selling it. And in 2022, that's super hard. It's a rare thing that even the most experienced, even the most lauded writer can walk in and just tell their story. The phrase IP or those two letters didn't really exist when I started. Nobody used that expression. Now it's the expression on everybody's lips. Mm-hmm. When I was in my last job as a producer working with Berlanti, so many people, even though we were very powerful producers, writers walked in and the first question they'd ask is, do you have any IP? So the ability now in this job, what I think is unique, is we have the blessing of having IP that has a built-in fan base, mm-hmm. that we can prove and demonstrate that the IP has audience, but it's coming from writers that are actually telling original stories from their heart, who are not writing from calculation. They're writing from their spirit. And that quality, even if those writers can't be the person who actually writes the script, those qualities of freshness, of true audacity, that is a lot of what attracts our adapters to the writers, to the stories that are on our platform. Mm-hmm. So I think the opportunity is just to tell stories that break some rules because they're coming from people who don't know the rules, and yet have ingrained popularity that we can demonstrate. And I think that synthesis of originality and proven success is a pretty unique thing that these two platforms can actually offer.
What's been the response as you talk to people in the creative community, more, you know, more traditionally seasoned producers and writers? Has there been, is there been, are people intrigued by these stories?
Sometimes when I have a first approach, it's sort of like I told you, I reacted like, What is that?
There's
what
a little education, yeah, it sounds
so,
like.
So I have to kind of go through this entire speech many times. So if it seems familiar to me, that's why I've said it.
You can send this out in advance when
that's
you go.
A good idea. I'll just send them a copy of the podcast.
There you go.
Thank you.
Happy to be of service.
But I think once you take people through it, then I think they are intrigued because I think it is, again, that combination of, oh, I can walk into Netflix, I can walk into Disney, I can walk into Paramount Plus with data, with stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's meaningful. That makes you feel less naked as a writer, like you're walking in with something where it's like, here, look, there's people who like this. And at the same time, there's the liberty of doing something that's kind of crazy and nutty. It doesn't have to be you're doing something with IP, but it's for Marvel or it's for DC, mm-hmm. so it has to follow all these rules that are built into that world.
A little bit of a form,
That you have to kind of fit into a fairly tricky box sometimes, at least so I'm told. So I think 4 months in, so far people have responded to it really well because they feel like, oh, there's a chance to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think original ideas are as scarce as rain in Southern California these days, and that is not to diminish the importance of either. David, thank you so much. Thank you for the education. Hopefully we can be of service here, too, with a good explainer, but really appreciate it. I can sense, having known you a long time, I can sense your enthusiasm and your excitement about this.
I genuinely am. I mean, I've enjoyed all the jobs I've done. I've had some great bosses. And all the steps in my path I value, but this just feels really different. And if I can say it this way, I feel like I'm working for a 21st century company, having spent all of my career prior to this working for 20th century companies. Nothing wrong with 20th century mm-hmm. companies, but there are clear economic challenges facing those companies. This company feels like it's all potential. It's all upside.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to leave us a review at Apple Podcasts. We love to hear from listeners. Please go to Variety.com and sign up for the free Strictly Business newsletter. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Strictly Business.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip. Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you did
it. And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.